you're here at the Normal Conference surrounded by a unique group of individuals, and you know, I'm wondering what this experience is like for you.
Big change from a couple of weeks ago when I was cooling my jets at the Placer County Jail in my own private suite. I think the biggest thing that has impressed me about the conference is a sense of community, the sense of we're all in it together. And that's a wonderful, wonderful feeling after someone that's endured incarceration and the whole hopelessness that so many prisoners feel. I was very fortunate that I did a relatively brief period of time. I did 40 days for my possessing a mushroom stem and a guest possessing a couple of peyote buttons. That was out of 120 days that they wanted me to serve. But after 40 days, the Sheriff Ed Bonner, came down, shook my hand, told me he was honored to meet me, said they were going to get me out of there. I didn't belong there, that they recognized that I was a leader in a group that had legitimate legal standing because of the law, and that Prop 215 was here to stay, and law enforcement was going to have to accept that. So I immediately wondered if I'd had too much Marinol that day. But sure enough, it was the sheriff. He was shaking my hand. He was saying all those nice things. And I told him, I said, we don't want to be afraid of our police. We don't want to live in a world without police. We really do want to get along with the police. And it's wonderful to hear you recognizing our rights and that we need to have more dialogue. Of course, I should add that when I was first brought into the Placer County Jail, I was very ill. I did not get medical attention. It's an oversight that happens in any kind of a system, but the jail staff certainly heard about it. Hundreds of phone calls. I recall the deputies called me out, and they were all huddled around the monitors and the cameras counting the number of people, and it was 100 or more people smoking marijuana right there in front of the jail. It was, I mean, cats and dogs living together. It was the end of the world. And they came pleading to me, and I thought, you know, I'm going to remember the fear. These big, bad deputies ready to pee in their panties because of all these activists out there. I'm going to remember this moment because I want to communicate the power that we do have when, you know, we marijuana people, getting us to show up for anything is like herding cats. But when you do show up, the police really take notice of that. I mean, they were very intimidated by that. They definitely were counting numbers, and to them, numbers are strength, and strength is something that all police understand and respect. And they certainly treated me with great respect afterwards. And the message that I'd like to get out to people is that when you show up for a demonstration, when you make your body heard, you may see the stone hard face of the system from the outside, but I've seen the big bad deputies with their panties in a wad from the inside. And I'm telling you that this stuff matters, and you create respect for all of us, for yourself and all of us, when you take the time and make the commitment to show up for something like this. I was freed from that first incarceration. It was supposed to be 120 days, and I got off with 40 days. But then they immediately brought me back to talk about punishment for going up to Canada and doing pot TV for 2 years. And that was the more serious offense. I was looking at 3 years for that because, my God, I was up there in Canada. I was on TV. I was promoting marijuana. The great thing is that we were able to get that reduced to 20 days. From 3 years, they went down to 18 months, and then my lawyer, E.D. Lehrman, who I think is just a genius, she got in there and ground them down to 90 days, And I said, well, Judge, if I'm supposed to go on home detention for 90 days, I got a family to take care of. I've got a wife and two children. I'd rather take 60 days in jail and be able to have that extra time to provide for my family. And the judge wasn't being mean. He says, I'm going to give you your wish. He gave me the 60 days. And compared to what the prosecutors wanted, that was as good a deal as I was going to strike. So I was in for 20 days, and they wouldn't release me. And I got a note from the jail captain, captain of the jail, and he had become a very strong supporter. He said I didn't belong there, and he wanted to do everything to get me out. But he sent me a note saying that he was being directed not to keep me in custody and not give me early release. Well, I know the chain of command, and I know that his boss, and I don't want to be any more specific than that, was blocking things. So I put out a request to the activists. I said, please make your voice heard. I don't think the sheriff knows that I'm still in custody, and we have to let him know. 2 days later, I was informed that the sheriff had been personally advised that I was in custody and had ordered my immediate release. And I'd just be getting out now if it wasn't for the activists stepping in and giving me that kind of assistance. So it really does make a difference. For someone on the inside feeling the enormous pressure and weight, the full force and animosity of a system that's determined to crush freedom, crush cannabis, and crush medical marijuana, to feel that full weight and to see that there's a counterbalancing weight of us on the outside, that is the good news that I bring to this program today.